mentioned that yourself and Steve will have had a few sleepless nights this week with regard to selection. What have you decided on?
Well, it's a nice problem to have, isn't it? You know, we've got some top players available, so it's fantastic for us. But we've made a couple of changes to the side that played at Old Trafford last week. Daryl Yanmak comes in at fullback, and Moussa Zizoka has had a good week, and he comes back in on the right side. So we feel as if we've got a good, strong side. It's a bit unfortunate for lads who have been left out, the likes of Ayoze Perez, Gabby Obertan, Stevie Taylor, who were fantastic for us last week. But we've chosen a team that we think is strong, a team that's full of attacking players, hopefully can defend like we did last week and have a real good go at getting a win today against Arsenal.
As you say, they're exactly the sorts of decisions, they might be hard decisions, but they're exactly the decisions that you want. And maybe a month ago you thought, maybe we'll never be making these for a while.
No, exactly. You know, we are in a really fortunate position. I think the club have bought fantastically well in this window with the new players. We've got a first Premier League start for Florian Thorvan today as well. So we're delighted with the group that we've got available to us at the moment. The medical team have worked incredibly hard to get these lads fit, in particular Moussa, and hopefully today we'll get Moussa back on there, get Moussa flying again, and we can have a good, strong performance.
As you say, tough on those who did so well at Old Trafford. I mean, that must have been a really tough decision for the likes of Stephen Taylor in particular.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's tough on them all. I mean, I thought Ayoze was excellent. Yeah. I think Gabby Obertan's done well for us so far, but we've gone with what we think is a strong side. Over the year, over the season, all of these fellas are going to be needed again. You know, they're all a really important part of the group, and hopefully they'll stay with us. They all understood Steve's decision to go with the side that we have, and it's up to them to be ready, to be good substitutes, so that when we need them today, they come on and make an impact, because they are going to be so important for us today, because you can't expect this 11 to go and put the shift in that we want against a good Arsenal side and last the full 90. So we need the subs to be ready. We need them to be staying with the game, to be focused on the game, so that when they're called upon, they go and they make an impact and hit the ground running straight away.
Must be really looking forward to it, are you? I think we all are.
That's fantastic. I've just been out on the pitch there, and every game the pitch is getting stronger. You know, the ground staff are doing a fantastic job. I know when I spoke to them before the Mönchengladbach game, they were a bit concerned because it hadn't had much growing time. I've just walked on there now. It's different again. It's a fantastic surface to go and play on. You know, we've had a taster of the atmosphere with the Southampton game. Incredible backing from our home supporters against Northampton on Tuesday, which historically is a game where people don't bother turning up, but they came and watched. We put on a good performance, and I think today the place could be bouncing, and we've got to make sure we put on a performance that gets our supporters bouncing and get them going home happy.
All the best, Paul.
Thank you.